Good afternoon and welcome to the first Wavelength of 2014. As ever, Wavelength is broadcast on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. The show now starts at the slightly later time of 2:45 on Fridays and repeats on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Okay, it's that time of year again when we demand, no, beg you, loyal and discriminating listeners to liberate some of your disposable income in our direction. Resonance is currently trying to raise money to bolster its imminent application to Arts Council England. So if you have enjoyed Wavelength, which brought you the Seddon tapes, amongst other things, please help us by donating to Resonance. You can do this via our website, which is resonancefm.com/support, or something called Just Giving at justgiving.com/londonmc. If you are a UK taxpayer, you can add value to your donation to our registered charity through GiftAid. Please take a moment to show your appreciation of our broadcasts and secure the station's future. And mention Wavelength in your communication. Just 50 listeners contributing £10 each would fulfil the Wavelength tranche. We're also looking for stuff to auction off in February in our annual fundraising auction. So if you have anything that might appeal to fellow Resonance listeners, unpublished photographic negatives of Gene Vincent's UK tour, that stuffed albatross under your bed, you know the sort of thing, you can contact me at wenglish@blueyonder.co.uk or through the Resonance website. So, on with today's show. I was in Paris a few days ago and had planned to come back with various sounds acquired from that journey for today's programme, but the pickings were a bit slim. French artists seem to excel at grandiosity, as though trying to outdo the Tate Modern Turbine Hall in scale at least. Last year it was Boltanski at the Grand Palais, and now it's Philippe Perrino's exhibition called Anywhere, Anywhere, Out of the World at the Palais de Tokyo, which is apparently the first single artist show to fill the whole 22,000 square metres of the Palais and consists of one mega space after another, relying on state-of-the-art technology controlled from a room deep in the heart of the gallery, filled with cables, computers and one of four player pianos. Grand, of course, all of which is inexplicably based on music by Stravinsky. Just one of the numerous rooms includes vast mounds of material and a movie by Perrino based on Marilyn Monroe with a breathless fake Monroe soundtrack, which must have had a budget of £50,000 maybe, I don't know, I'm just guessing. Then there is a Pierre Haig retrospective at the Pompidou Centre, which is certainly not as extravagant as the Perrino, but is similarly overstuffed. The most remarkable exhibit being a rare breed of dog, like a large, white, emaciated greyhound with big ears and one leg dyed bright pink, which loped around the gallery looking confused. The same dog was later seen on a street near the museum. Apart from the dog, to me anyway, the most interesting event was a woman who sat on one of the exhibits, probably in a state of art fatigue, and refused to move when asked by an attendant. This particular exhibit included piles of flagstones and a stone sculpture of a reclining nude which had a swarm of comatose bees clinging to its head. On the second day, my partner and I decided to look for an exhibition of photographs of East European ghettos being presented at the Memorial of the Shoah. We made our way to a coffee bar near Hotel de Ville, which a year ago had claimed to serve the best coffee in Paris. Ironically, or perhaps not, the coffee bar was started by an American. Our lattes were served in large cups and were far too weak, so I took them back up to the counter and asked for an extra shot in each. A waiter wearing a T-shirt printed with the name of some American university brought the fortified coffees to our table and, setting them down, said petulantly, A latte with a double shot is a flat white, and walked away briskly. On the way out, I corrected him, saying, a flat white would be served in a smaller cup, otherwise it's just a latte with an extra shot. He fixed his gaze on me and replied, it depends on who is making the coffee. We have different people here. I looked him in the eye and said, we had flat whites here the other day and they were fine in a small cup. If you put a double shot in a latte, it's a strong latte, not a flat white. The waiter feigned insouciance, his grip on authority evaporating by the second. The game was up. He had been bluffing and now sought to regain pride, but he had nowhere to go other than to capitulate, leaving himself looking slightly foolish, dishonest even. After all, this was the best coffee bar in Paris, with sacks of beans on the floor and the smell of roasting wafting around. The name of today's featured Ethiopian coffee bean written on a board, contemporary photographs of coffee beans posing in slightly surreal settings on every wall. He looked down at the till and said, yes, you are right, of course you are right, as though he had known all along. We failed to find the address of the Shoah Memorial on our map, but remembered seeing a show of Felix Nussbaum paintings at the Jewish Museum, and we could recall the monument at the end of the Ile de la Cité, which commemorates the deportation of 200,000 Jews from Paris. Eventually, I asked the waitress where the Rue Geoffroy Lasnier was, and she pointed through a window at the street sign. By coincidence, the coffee bar was on the same street as the Memorial de Shoah. We walked about 50 yards up the street and entered the museum through high security, a succession of heavy metal doors, thick glass, probably bulletproof, bags x-rayed, intense gaze from security guards, and then into the museum itself, which houses archives, a research centre, and a subterranean memorial room. Impressively vast and fittingly sombre, made out of some sort of black stone with a vast, shiny, black marble Star of David laid horizontally at the far end. Rather at odds with the whole ambience of this room, the Star of David has a permanent flame burning at its centre. But the flame is one of those flickering, illuminated, translucent material fake flames which you find in modern interiors instead of the real thing. The logistics of maintaining a real flame are presumably too difficult, or perhaps it's health and safety, more irony. Anyway, the exhibition. Scenes from the Ghetto is fascinating, presenting photographs taken clandestinely in several Polish cities before the ghettos were closed, the occupants being transported to concentration camps. Many pictures were taken by German propaganda units, who would have had their own agenda. But some of the pictures were taken illegally by German soldiers who had obviously gone into the ghettos as tourists or with more serious intent. In many cases, the photographs were hidden, sometimes buried and retrieved years later. And then some Jewish photographers had also recorded scenes at great risk, hiding the photographs or burying them in bottles at secret locations. One creased and chipped photograph of a young man had only survived because his mother had hidden it in her mouth. Leaving the exhibition, we visited the bookshop, bought the catalogue and one CD by Yom and the Wonder Rabbis, sort of modern klezmer bought blind. This track is called Kaddish for Superman. Okay, that was Kaddish for Superman by The Fabulous Adventures of Yom and the Wonder Rabbis, bought at the Memorial for the Shoah in Paris last week. And the next track is one of two tracks that I'll be playing by, what are they called? Something bizarre like, where are we? Die, Trip Computer, Die, yes. A bunch of these CDs on the Alcohol label were thrust into my hand by a wild-eyed individual a couple of weeks ago, and this seems an appropriate time to play this track, which is called Murdering the Old Ones.
Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When those pearly gates swing out, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. I've got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Thank you.
You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. That last track was by Die Trip Computer Die, called Murdering the Old Ones, from a CD called We Are Your Friends on the Alcohol label. And there'll probably be another track by them later. But this next track is by Louis de Maistre, born in 1904, acquired his musical education as an autodidact. That means he taught himself. And then he became a self-taught composer. He became a music modulator at the Belgian Radio and Television Broadcasting Company. From 1953 onwards, he became interested in the early experiments within the fields of musique concrète. And this track is called Incantations and was planned by de Maistre in 1958. Beside a number of sounds produced by electronic devices and a series of concrete tones, a letterist text by the French poet Isidore Issou was employed. Isidore Issou was the leading letterist and was a profound influence on the Situationists. The phonetic substance becomes sound material, the text originally delivered by a male and female voice by means of superimposition, resonance and filter effects of electronic and concrete elements, an atmosphere of exorcism. The incantation is created. So this is on a new release by a Louis de Maistre re-release, obviously issued in Brussels, apparently in about 1958. So this track is called Incantations.
Yeah, blame me.
That was by Louis de Meester, and that track was called Incantations, with a phonetic text by the letterist poet Isidore Isou. The next two or three tracks, depending on time, are from a new CD called The Space Lady's Greatest Hits. The Space Lady, otherwise known as Susan Dietrich, cut a striking figure when she'd perform on the streets of 1980s San Francisco, dressed in playful garb which included a domed winged hat, and with only her beautifully clear voice and heavily phased Casio tone keyboard, complete with inbuilt spluttering drum machine, the Space Lady, as she came to be known, would play captivating and ethereal interpretations of radio pop songs. Years later, with her first commercially available album about to be released, Dietrich has become a celebrated figure in outsider music. Her appearance on the classic compilation album of fringe music, Songs in the Key of Z, Volume 2, The Curious Universe of Outsider Music, and features tracks like the Space Lady's wistful recording of I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, a track originally penned by 60s psychedelic rockers The Electric Prunes. So this has just come out on Night School Records in the UK, interestingly enough. And if you buy the CD from Rough Trade, it actually comes with bonus tracks, six bonus tracks, which are not available on the LP. So anyway, we'll play three tracks, starting with that old standard Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yippee-yay! Yippee-yay! Ghost Domine, liber nos. O Lord, deliver us from the lightning and the trumpet. O Lord, deliver us from the scourge of the earthquake. O Lord, deliver us from plague, famine, and war. O Lord, deliver us from the place of ground zero. O Lord, deliver us from the fall of the strontium. O Lord, deliver us from the rain of the cobalt. O Lord, deliver us from the fall of the cesium. O Lord, deliver us from the curse of the fallout. O Lord, deliver us from the begetting of monsters. O Lord, deliver us from the curse of the misborn. O Lord, deliver us. Amorte perpetua, Domine, liber nos. O Lord, deliver us.
Yeah, those were the last two tracks by The Space Lady from a new CD called The Space Lady's Greatest Hits. And as I said earlier, this CD is available with five or six bonus tracks if you buy the sort of, I don't know, if you buy it quickly from Rough Trade. And it's also available on a vinyl LP, which I think doesn't include the bonus tracks. So, I think I'll play one more track from that CD. She is apparently, rumour has it that she will be touring or coming over to the UK and performing here somewhere. So maybe we can get her into the studio if that should happen. Okay, so this next track is a cover version of Fly Like an Eagle.
Thank you.
Three tracks by The Space Lady, and originally probably recorded on cassette. I think one can still hear the hiss in the background of each of those, but it's all part of it. And we're going to play out with another track by Die Trip Computer Die. We Are Your Friends on the Alcohol label. Next week, Bob Parks in the studio, back from Australia, with Tales of Voodoo. And you've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Ha 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 ha!